Today's gospel lesson is a shorter and less familiar form of the Lord's Prayer than the one that is found in the Matthew version. Jesus had just finished praying, and one of his disciples asked him to teach them to pray. Jesus answers with a model prayer and two stories. Let's see what Jesus is trying to teach his disciples and us. This version of the Lord's Prayer can be divided into two sets of three elements each. The first three, Father, hallowed be your name, and your kingdom come, deal with God's glory. The second three, give us our daily bread, forgive us our sins, lead us not into temptation, deal with our needs, our needs. Let's go through them one element at a time. Father. When you pray, say, Abba, Father. The term Abba was a familiar term, endearment, that a child would use to address his father in the context of a family. It's not quite the equivalent of daddy, but closer perhaps to dad or dearest father. There are two ways most people feel we should approach God, as if he were a stern father, or tending to bring God down to our own level, to approach him as the big guy in the sky, or the man upstairs, or my buddy. We should approach God as our Father in heaven with reverent familiarity. Familiarity that dares to approach the majestic and awesome creator of the galaxies as our Father because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross. Hallowed. After acknowledging God as our Father, Jesus now instructs us to see him as holy. Hallowed be your name. To hallow God's name is to hold his matchless being in awe and veneration so that we will believe what he says and obey him. When Jesus taught us to pray, hallowed be your name, he was telling us to make the presence of God real in our hearts. When we pray, hallowed be thy name, we are putting God on the throne of our lives on earth as he sits on his throne in heaven. We hallow his name with our lips and by our actions. To pray that his name is hallowed means first and foremost that we desire our lives to reveal to others the name of Jesus and the character of God. Your kingdom come. If we truly desire God to rule over all men and women at a future time, then it follows that we will desire his will, that he will work out his will in our lives now. When we pray, your kingdom come, we are acknowledging God's right to rule all people, including us. We dare not pray for him to rule over others unless we honestly desire his rule over us. The next section of the prayer covers our whole being, body, soul, and spirit. Give us this day our daily bread relates to our body. Forgive us our sins speaks to our soul. And lead us not into temptation deals with our spirit. Give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? We miss its importance for the simple fact that when we awoke this morning, none of us had the slightest doubt that we would be able to eat today. Most of our major concerns for the average American is what we will eat, not whether we will eat. We are told to pray, give us day by day our daily bread, to remind us of our absolute dependence on God for everything. In this prayer for daily bread, bread stands for more than just food. It stands for all the physical things we need in life. To pray this prayer for our daily bread expresses our conviction and belief that God is able to answer our prayers and meet our needs. Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. This petition is not only an explicit prayer for forgiveness, but also for a forgiving spirit. Forgiveness of sin is the greatest need of the human heart. Only God can grant pardon from punishment and guilt. Now, having said that, notice that Jesus immediately gives us a limitation. We are also to forgive others. This verse teaches us that it is wrong to ask from God what we are not willing to give to other people. And lead us not into temptation. In the preceding petition, forgive us our sins, the request was that sins already committed might be forgiven. But here we have a plea to be delivered from falling into new sin. The petition in the prayer is primarily for protection. By teaching us to pray for God to lead us, not lead us into temptation, Jesus is not suggesting that God is the one who tempts us. James states that God does not tempt anyone. Rather, we accept the danger of temptation, acknowledge our deficiency in dealing with it, and ask for deliverance from it. But notice Jesus doesn't stop with this prayer. He goes on to tell them a parable about a man who needed some bread for a late night guest. We often think that this is a teaching about persistent prayer.
Because when we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
his blessings in Christ to those who seek him. For those who ask, it shall most readily be given. To those who seek, he shall most readily be found. To those who knock, it shall most readily be opened.